Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
So today we're continuing our series looking at Psalm 139 and some of the faithful in our scripture and what it means for God to be behind and before us, that there is no place where we can go beyond God's presence. I invite you to pray with me. Oh God, we thank you that you are here in this moment. As we look in your word, as we remember your promises, and as we embrace your hope. Lord, might this time be a time of celebration, looking behind us and before us, knowing that wherever we go, you are there. May these words be your words for us today. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. She must have been terrified, Rahab, in Joshua. You know, I think so often in the Bible, we like to start the stories of our faith with once upon a time. This is what happened, but I cannot deny that when I read the story of Rahab in Joshua chapter 2, if you'd like to join me and have a Bible or an app with you, we'd invite you to do that. I cannot deny that she must have been terrified. These spies from a different people come to her home. She hides them and helps them. But she must have been terrified to know that her town, her home, would be conquered. In fact, she says there is no courage in us. She might have been what some would have considered the least likely to respond in faith. In fact, the scripture several times says she was a prostitute. There would have been nothing expected of her. She would have been considered unclean. And yet what we see in her is deep faith and an ability to make decisions based on God's story. She welcomes these strangers, hides them, and even shows them how to be successful in conquering Jericho. She was an integral part of this story of the Israelite people entering the promised land. She faces whatever fears she may have had and shares the story of faith of God's people. In fact, in the scripture that Ken read, we hear her recounting the story of how God has been active, bringing the people out of Egypt, crossing the Red Sea, and now taking the land that has been promised to them. We see great reverence in her, even though she has not been a part of this community, great reverence for God. She trusts in God. And she trusts in God's people, apparently, as well. She asks for what will save her and her family as she has helped the spies do what they have come to accomplish. And they promise to her, they say, "Our lives are yours." And then they leave, going back to their own people. But that's not the end of the story. We see in Joshua chapter 6 this dramatic story about how Joshua and the Israelite people come to conquer Jericho, and they walk around the walls and they blow the trumpets and the walls fall down. And then we see a bit of a recap, the end of the story, or perhaps the beginning for Rahab. So the young man who had been spies went in and brought Rahab out, along with her father, her mother, her brothers, and all who belonged to her. They brought all her kindred out and set them outside the camp of Israel. And then in verse 25, but Rahab, the prostitute, with her family and all who belonged to her, Joshua spared. Her family has lived in Israel ever since, for she hid the messengers from Joshua, sent to spy out Jericho. She becomes a part of the family of the Israelite people, and she lives her days there. She becomes the mother of Boaz and is recounted in Matthew in the lineage of Jesus. And it all starts with an unlikely woman, an unlikely welcome, and willingness to face fear. And instead of letting fear drive her, she has faith. And it is truly what saves her and her family. I have a little bit of a different kind of story. 2.5 years ago, I came to Stonebridge United Methodist Church. I have to admit now, it was a very difficult transition, unexpected in my life and in my ministry mid-year in January, and I was worn out. And yet, this was a place that welcomed me, a woman pastor of all people. And what I learned about this church is you have done that so many times before. And in fact, you value women in leadership. I believe it's one of many of the many gifts that this church has. Not only that, you began to teach my children and welcome them into your church. This was not only a relief for me, but a great encouragement. We went to work right away together in ministry. Remember that Healthy Church Initiative thing we were doing? Developing hospitality teams, intentional discipleship. And you valued and encouraged me, allowed me to be a part of your lives. And for this, I am forever grateful. Your kindness and ministry has renewed my love for the church and allowed me to get in touch with the ministry God has for me in this next chapter. It would have been easy for all of us to fall into fear in such unexpected transition and in a struggling time for me and my ministry. And yet again, you show me faith and amazing hospitality. My story is certainly not the same as Rahab's. We moved this week to Dallas, and I can't imagine what it would have been like to have faced the kinds of fears Rahab did with her own home being destroyed. Moving two children was hard enough. And I am reminded that each of us has this choice when we face struggling times or times of change or times in which we would not choose for ourselves, that we have this choice of whether to face life with faith or fear. I think the writer of Psalm 139 would have understood this. As I read this psalm that perhaps was written by King David, and in this part, starting in verse 7, there are some rhetorical questions asked. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? Wherever I go, in heaven or hell, you are there. For those of us that are in times of great change or even struggle, I believe this is hope for us. It's obvious what the answer is. God is there. God is there in our waking and in our sleeping. God is there. And in times in which we struggle, the darkness is what we may perceive, but that's not how God sees it. At the end of this part, in verse 11, it says, "Surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night. Even the darkness is not dark to you, for the night is as bright as the day. For darkness is as light to you." Again, in those times when we experience darkness, we know a God of light who sees our situation and circumstances with a real hope. Even in the most unlikely of circumstances, God is with us. The Holy Spirit is at work. And there are just a few things that I'd like to share with you about ways that we can stay connected. You know, Pastor John had a great sermon a couple weeks ago about saying goodbyes. And I hope that we can share those kinds of goodbyes today and over the next few days. And that those goodbyes might be authentic, that we might celebrate the ministry that we've done. We might honor any grief that we might be experiencing, and that we might have a time to show each other mercy and grace and forgiveness. Because the truth is, in the time I've been here, the last 2.5 years, we have gone through a lot together. And I cannot pretend that all of that has gone perfectly. I know that I have dropped some balls and maybe not as been as patient as I could have been. And yet, here we are, bound up in ministry together, needing grace and mercy with one another. So, when I say ways that we can stay connected, there are three I want to share with you, and none of them have to do with Facebook or email or phone calls. Instead, that we might choose to stay connected through the story of God and God's people. Rahab immediately is sharing the story of God with the spies who know it. And that builds their connection, their faith and trust in one another. And I have to say that one of the things that I have appreciated most about our time together is that our focus has been on God's story, reading the scripture together. And if you remember back in January, we decided that some of us would choose to read the Bible in a year and do that together through the YouVersion app. And I've been doing that, and in that, I have felt more connected to our church family as we are reading the story together and living out the story of following Jesus. And this will be a way that we can continue to be connected. It's through sharing and living out God's story. The second way that I hope that we will stay connected is through our ministry in the church. It's one of the things that I really love about the United Methodist Church, but it's also hard about it, is that we are a connected church, not only here in North Texas as United Methodist Churches, but across the globe. We are all family. We are all baptized. And though our seeing each other weekly may change, our mission to make disciples of Jesus Christ remains constant, both locally and globally. And then thirdly, I pray that we might stay connected through our living out of what it means to have a welcome, a hospitality for all people. This is one of the joys of my ministry, is to be a part of what we've been doing in hospitality here as a Stonebridge family. In fact, just last week, a person who had not been to our church in a really long time said, "Wow, they welcomed me so well." This is truly the start of how we live out justice and compassion for all people, is that we are welcoming and hospitable of every person that comes through our doors, and that we are reaching out to those who would never think to enter our doors. The world teaches us fear instead of welcome and hospitality. The world teaches us to fear one another based on culture or language or skin color or gender or sexuality or politics, that we are separate from one another. That is what we hear all the time. And what that does is negates our relationship with God, who is a God of grace and love for all. What fear teaches us is to be separate from one another and to turn inward, to be more concerned about ourselves than the needs of justice and compassion for others. Over and over again in our daily lives, and also in the big picture, we are invited and challenged to fight this fear with faith. What if the spies who were coming to Jericho says, "No, you can't go to that house. You know what she does for a living." And judged her instead of allowing her story of faith to be shared. It would have been a missed opportunity to experience the power of the Spirit and faith of Rahab that would continue for generations to come. It is this faith instead of fear that leads to our next chapter. In this next chapter here at Stonebridge, and for me, my hope and prayer is that we can continue to allow the story of Scripture to become our story. That this story of hospitality and welcome, even for the most unlikely, might be our story of love and grace. That we might live out a story of faith instead of fear in our connected church ministry. And we might stay connected by the power of the Holy Spirit that is before us and behind us and in us as we reach out in justice and compassion for all. When we hear of and see each other in this next chapter, and it's a small Methodist world out there, so my hope is that we will be seeing each other once again. I pray it will be a time of celebration when we hear of one another rejoicing, as fear is not the end for those who have faith and live it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray together. Oh God, we are thankful for your story that is given to us. We are thankful for your grace and your truth that is abundant and that is with us. And I pray as that we continue to grow and change in your grace and love and mercy, that we might know your Spirit's guidance and wisdom to reach out in the love of Jesus Christ. And we ask this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us in worship every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 in either our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in The Bridge, which offers a contemporary and soulful worship style. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.